Well, 500,000 people will soon be able to visit the doctor for less after the budget announced. GP visits will be slashed by up to $30, as you were hearing in that last story. 53,000 more children will be able to go for no cost at all as the age for free visits rises from 13 to 14. Reporter Emma Hatton spoke to Wellington locals just moments after the announcement to see what they thought.
One Newtown mother says she skips going to the doctor because of the cost, but will now be more likely to go.
The other day I kind of needed to go to the GPs, but I actually put it off and waited it out because of the expense. And I mean, with the kids, I don't, you know, think about it. That's different because they're free at the moment. But yeah, it really is something you have to think about.
She says free doctor's visits for children should be non-negotiable.
It should be a given. And extending it to even 14 is really important. So December the 1st, that's quite a long lead-in. So yeah, it's quite a while, all of winter, 7 months. Be good if it was happening sooner.
Another resident says he hopes it will encourage low earners to seek medical advice sooner.
Cheaper visit was always good, especially if the expense bars people from going in the first place. I know I have a roommate who has been putting off going purely because of that reason, wondering if it's really worthwhile. Where, as a point of fact, I think it, you know, involved an asthma inhaler inscription, so I think it's quite worthwhile. So if you're going to start spending money anywhere, I think healthcare or education are sort of the places, the cornerstones of a healthy society, I imagine. And so that's laudable.
Also in health, an extra 24,000 students will have access to the Nurses in Schools program. $750 million has been allocated to tackle building problems, and district health boards will have $100 million to draw on for capital spending if they need it. For Morning Report, Emma Hatton.